This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Josh McPherson announced today on social media that he will run for Columbus County Sheriff in the 2026 race. The former deputy detective and director of Animal Protective Services is the first candidate to throw his hat in the ring for the county's top law enforcement position. Work began Monday on the roundabout at NC 214 and Chauncey Town Road at Lake Waccamaw. You can expect to see flaggers, detours, closures, and delays due to the project for the next several weeks. Now, due to the nature of the project, detours will change daily. We'll have a full list of this story online this afternoon at columbuscountynews.com. Lavelle City Council tonight will receive updates on the Provalus project and the new water and sewer project for the Columbus Regional Airport. City Manager Darren Curry will also brief the board on the status of the Lee and Franklin Street Improvement Project. Saturday is going to be the Martin Luther King Jr. Unity March in downtown Whiteville. The procession will start at Vineland Station and go to the courthouse where there will be music and speeches. The event starts at 10 a.m. The march is sponsored by the Whiteville chapter of the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. As moderate drought conditions are worsening in our area, the unusually dry fall and winter have increased fire danger throughout Columbus County. Officials are urging residents to postpone any burning until the area gets some significant rainfall. The next week is expected to be mostly dry, although there's a chance for some rain this weekend, and the weather might get very interesting the middle part of next week. Catch Christopher Cawley's exclusive local weather updates on the CCN page as well as through our social media outlets. The Forest Service is offering two state-certified prescribed burner classes this year. The class is $25. That includes classroom, virtual, and fieldwork. Classes are set for May 19th through the 22nd and October 20th through 23rd. Now, these classes fill up quickly, so go to ncforestservice.gov for more information. The warming station is open from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. nightly at Facts of Life Church. That's located at 506 North Lee Street in Whiteville. Pastor Daisy Brooks said hours will be extended if the daytimes remain extremely cold as well. Volunteers are needed from area churches and civic groups to help with food preparations, signing people in, as well as helping folks overnight. Donations of baby supplies, coffee, bottled water, and toilet paper are also needed. Call 910-918-4531 to find out how you can help. A fundraiser plate sale for the family and children of Mystic Crib will be held January 25th from 11 until 2 at Murph's Phone in Whiteville and Happy Home Baptist Church in Nakina. Tickets are $10, and they are available at a number of area locations, including ColumbusCountyNews.com at 1015 South Madison Street in Whiteville. See this story online for more. Follow us on social media for updates, or call 910-625-0952 for your tickets. Volunteers are needed for the Chicken Bog fundraiser. A meeting and prayer fellowship will be held January 24th at 6 p.m. at Happy Home Church in Nakina for anyone interested in helping out with the cook. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.